Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck, but it's up to us to determine out of the three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you like KISW on Facebook, X, or Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
And like I said, at the top of the show, of the three stories, we have two frauds and one peekaboo. Let's start with fraud number one. Where last summer, a transit system cleaner, this is in New York City, he was so desperate for a vacation, he lied about getting slashed on the job, going so far as to cut his own hands to try to sell the ruse. The suspect, when Henry Herring, he said, quote, "My goal was to have the summer off because it was too hot down there." Now, Herring, who was hired as a transit cleaner last year and has since been suspended without pay by the MTA, he was arrested on a charge of falsely reporting an incident. See, he told cops that he was attacked at the 179th Street subway station shortly after 3 a.m. that morning. He claimed that he was cleaning a train car when he was pushed from behind by an unknown male, and that stranger swung a, quote, cutting instrument at him, leaving cuts on both hands. But surveillance video from the station helped, well, to catch Herring red-handed. That's when he admitted, quote, "But I went into the room, I found something there to cut myself. I apologize for wasting everyone's time. I did not know there were cameras on the platform." That's what I like about that. He's apologizing, but he's also pointing out, "I didn't know there were cameras." Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the MTA says, look, assault on boys, it's a real issue. And NYPD, they made real progress in identifying and capturing perpetrators. But this alleged case, this is beyond disappointing. Pulling resources from investigations of actual crimes while undermining confidence in the safety of the transit system. So that's number one. Slash his hands, wanted to get the summer off. Here's number two. An Indiana woman who garnered public sympathy for her ill daughter. Yeah, she was caught lying about the true nature of the girl's condition. So Catherine Jackson, she was charged by prosecutors with felony neglect and fraud. She'd appeared on television in the past, and she raised awareness and sought gifts for her young daughter, who had what Jackson claimed was a terminal genetic disorder. Now, while the daughter had a genetic condition, it was chronic, not terminal. And investigators who worked on the case, they also accused Jackson of neglecting to refill medications that were prescribed for her daughter. So going back for several years, Jackson made several false claims about her young daughter having a genetic condition called Pilarowski-Bjornsson. I'm sure I said that wrong, as well as an additional disease known as Lennox-Gastaut syndrome. Now, the symptom LGS, Jackson claimed on a GoFundMe page, caused her daughter to experience 80 to 90 seizures per day. And seizures can be a symptom of it. Now, the GoFundMe page, which was first posted in July of 2021, stated that the then 5-year-old had only 6 months to a year to live, and that it was her dream to go to Disney World. Well, her story, naturally, got the attention of Make-A-Wish Foundation, as well as local TV stations, which ran the story about the child's illness about a year later. And, of course, that's when she got her trip to Disney World. Now, court documents stated that while the girl was confirmed to have one of the diseases, Jackson misrepresented the nature of disease. Again, it's not terminal, it's chronic. But she does need medications, but she was not being given the medication in spite of the fact that the doctors had been prescribing it. And luckily, for about 3 weeks after her story took off, they actually had to go to the hospital, and that's when doctors suspected there was medical abuse going on, basically not giving the girl the medication they prescribed. Anyway, doctors discovered that the mom was not refilling the medications that were being prescribed for the daughter, and following that hospital visit, Jackson's other two children, who were ages 5 and 6 at the time, were all put in foster care, and the foster parents reportedly told authorities that neither child was potty trained or in school, 5 and 6 years old. Wow. Anyway, she was charged with 1 count of fraud, 2 counts of neglect of a dependent. All charges are felonies. Lovely, lovely human being. And now we go to Rhode Island, where a convicted sex offender is facing a video voyeurism charge after he flew a drone to peek into the bathroom window of a female neighbor. So investigators say 32-year-old Stephanie...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Corolla. She was preparing to take a shower in her residence when she heard a buzzing sound outside of the bathroom window. When she went outside to investigate, she spotted a drone hovering near the window. Now, as she approached the drone, it began to fly away, but it got stuck in a tree branch and then fell to the ground. So she grabbed the drone, dunked it in her pool, which disabled all the electronics. So she lives with a 3-year-old daughter. She called 911 to report the remote peeping Tom, if you will. Well, subsequent police investigation resulted in the arrest of Christopher Jones, whose home, what he shares with his 72-year-old mother, is directly next door to this woman's property. Now, while cops did not reveal how the defendant was linked to the drone, they say that Jones admitted that he was, in fact, the operator. Now, he was arraigned on a felony video voyeurism charge and subsequently released from police custody. Because cops point out, even though he's a convicted sex offender, his requirement to register with state officials expired in 2015.
Okay.
So that's the rub on that. He's a convicted sex offender, but he hasn't had to register. So you end up getting kind of a lesser charge, I guess, as I go. So once again, we got the two frauds. We have the MTA worker up in New York who actually slashed his own hands, called the cops because he wanted the summer off from work. We have the woman in Indiana who's been lying about the medical condition of her daughter, who does have a medical condition. It's just not as extreme as she said. And she's been neglecting her other two children as well.
Right.
And finally, Peeping Tom in Rhode Island.
Okay.
He's not very good at flying drones.
I'm going to say the mom sucks the most in this instance. Not taking care of her kids, and not potty trained. Obviously, if those are just that's the tip of the iceberg. There's more.
Yeah, the foster parents are like, well, we don't know anything about it. I'm just saying they're 5 and 6. 5 and 6, and yeah. Neither one is potty trained.
Okay, now as far as who sucks the least, Now the woman in was it New Jersey with the drone?
Rhode Island.
She has to live by that guy,
right?
He's a creep, obviously. And she has a daughter. And, you know, thank God that she was able to get that drone that crashed.
Yeah, thank God he's not good at handling a drone.
I got to go with a guy that just inflicted the crap on himself up in New York.
I agree.
Try to get the summer off. Granted, he was trying to, commit fraud, but...
Sure.
He's the one who injured himself. He got busted. He is a moron. So out of the three stories, I'm going to say he sucks the least in.
Yeah, the mom just sucks here.
Yeah, completely.
That's pretty easy. The guy was flying the drone, but he hasn't made contact with the daughter or anything, right?
He's not made, no, and keep in mind, he wanted to see mom, not the daughter.
Okay.
Because mom was about to shower, and she heard the drone outside of the bathroom window because, they make noise. She lives there with her three-year-old daughter, but his goal was to see an adult, at least.
I mean, my only tough thing here, because Miles, I kind of agree with you, but also it's like, then the people in that state would have had to pay for basically this idiot to have the summer off.
He'd have the summer off, right.
But I also get, it was in New York?
Yes.
Man, hell, the summer's off, great. Take the train down to the shore, like we were just talking about. So you can't get too mad at him.
But why your hands? Because you're going to need those.
I don't know how bad he cut himself. Because, look, all you have to do, you can do a minor cut on each hand. All you have to do is tell the cops someone else did this. And they're still going to investigate it, right?
Right, and you'd get off for trauma and stuff.
All the crap, right.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'll say he sucks the least. One well thought out, but decent plan.
Okay. I was like, hey, man, I'm really sorry. I didn't know there were cameras there. Like, that's your apology?
I didn't know I got caught.
Yeah, basically that's what he said.
And how could you work there and not know there's cameras there?
It's the subway system of New York City, dumbass.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Last. If you like KISW on Facebook, X, and on Instagram. Show of the day is coming up at 5:08. You are listening to The Men's Room.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.